Hey there, journeyers and outliers. Miyama Shang here, and welcome back to the Outliers Edge podcast, where we champion the leaders who are shaping the next era of humanity by helping them leverage what makes them different to make their biggest difference in the world. I am really thrilled to be in conversation today and to have the opportunity to play with you all. We are joined today by Chris and Susan Beasley, who are two phenomenal outliers who consistently break the mold and make it a point to help other people do the same, regardless of how they might like consider themselves right now. And really, I look at y'all as just like huge door openers, you know? And so I am really thrilled to be in conversation with you, Chris and Susan. Thank you so much for making the time to come be here on the Outliers Edge podcast.
Thank
It's
you,
an
Chris. Absolute pleasure, and thank you for inviting us.
Absolutely. I'm like, well, you know, if you don't mind, I'd like to start off my conversations with just like sharing who you've been to me and the impact you've had on me so far. And then we'll give you some chance to talk about like who you are personally and professionally a little bit more from that place. All right.
Sounds perfect.
Awesome. I know I'm gonna do it. I never know what I'm gonna say. So let's see this. I think if you're cool with it, I'll do each of you individually. Like there's a collective unit to you all, but like I think individually is really where it sits. So Chris, one of the things that I get about you or the impact that you've had on me has just been like this element of like cool ambition is what I feel like, cool ambition. So when I think back to our conversations, like things are like laid back in like a cool way, but they're still like highly ambitious. It's like, let's go get it, let's get at it. Like that's no problem. Like there's nothing that I've brought that has ever come in where you're like, yeah, that's going to even be like a modicum of like difficulty. It's like let's go figure that out. Let's just go for it. No problem. We're in. And I really appreciate that, and that's had an impact on me.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for being you. Susan, on your end, what I get is like there is it is focused positivity, and also with the element of like a strong element of ambition, but like I feel like there's like a can-do energy with it. Like it's like and what I get from you here is like it feels really focused. It's like very like it's you know what you're talking about, you know, and you choose. I see that you choose to do it with a smile on your face, with like. I would use the word positivity behind it, but it just feels good, you know, and the way that your outlook on things are not just optimistic, but it's realistic because you've lived the ups and the downs, but you see the positive and you allow that to take up the space in the room as well. So that's who you two have been to me. I know we've only met briefly so far, but as we come into this conversation, I'm reminded of like the impact you've already had for me. And I'm looking forward to expanding that even further in this conversation.
That's amazing. That was very insightful, actually. You picked up well from our first discussion.
Yeah, well, it shines through. It's one of those things where it's like, oh, you can't not do it. Part of the reason I realized I'm like, why do I do this? What like, and I think part of the reason I choose to do this is like, someone said to me once, you've never been in a room without you. You've never like, and you so you don't know what's missing in the room when you're not there, and you don't know what leaves when you leave the room. You know, and I at the very least, regardless of how this conversation goes, I want you both to know the impact that you're already having because it was a moment in time, but it continues to work on me. Like I'm legitimately excited to get you in front of all these people and share what you have going on.
You.
Absolutely. So given that, I've shared who you are to me, why don't you go and share a little bit about yourselves? Let the outliers out there get a chance to understand who Chris and Susan are and the impact that you're making in the world right now.
Okay, we'll
You doing
start.
that, Mark?
No, he'll start. He's cool.
Well, we've been called the oldest internet marketers on the planet.
That's a good one.
So we can start there. That's where we are today. But no, if we go back a lot of years, I mean, we've been together over 33 years, I think now. So, and we've worked together and we've lived together for that amount of time. So that's what makes us different. It's a challenge, but we've overcome it. And it's just something that I don't know, for us is pretty natural, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we transformed each other's lives as a partnership, both in marriage and in work. And yeah, we've had some challenges in life. We are both previously married, We have a family, a blended family, as we call it, between us. I have two lovely children, and Chris has five. We have five together. six grandchildren, a grand dog, and we've sort of come together and brought the families together as one. And I think that's how we like to approach business as well, that people we work with, we see as part of our family. We treasure them as much as they've treasured us by putting their trust in us to work with us. And we've done that most of our lives, even taking us back to our management consultancy where we work together. We came as a package, buy one, get one free, if you like.
Yeah, so
and it's worked.
Yeah, so, you know, going back years, we were accountants and management consultants, and we had our own business, and we worked mainly in the veterinary profession, so helping them build their veterinary businesses, and that's what we did for many, many years. But you know what? You get to a certain age, and we got to our mid-50s, and all of a sudden, retirement is on the horizon. Having been self-employed for many, many years.
A lot of years.
And Susan said, having a blended family and five kids and that, all of a sudden, you know, you get to a point and you think retirement's there. Now, what am I doing for my pension? Where's my pension? And we both had small pensions from previous jobs and things like that. But of course, when you become self-employed, what comes in tends to go out. So the pension pot thing just gets lost, if you like. But at one point it comes to you and it catches up with us all, and we think, well, we need to do something about this. So we decided we'd invest in property. And I'm going back to, I don't know, 2005, something like that now. And so we did that. We went and learned how to do it properly. We went on a course because it could cost us a lot of money if we got it wrong. And off we went, and for 3 years everything was going great.
Our retirement was looking very rosy.
Yeah, 2005. Oh, like that. I could totally see that the next 3 years being pretty good through real estate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it really was.
And then of course 2008 came along, and we got hurt. Let's say.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, that's life, and so, you know, we weren't getting younger, and retirement was still there. It wasn't moving further away. And, you know, we'd got this retirement dream. We had this dream of we were going to travel the world and spend time together and have the money to do it and have the choice to be able to do what we wanted to do. And that was our dream, and we weren't prepared to let it go. And so come 2009-ish, we started looking, and we said we have to find another way. You know, we've still got a bit of our pension pot left, but it's not going to be enough. We've got to find another way. And so how we got into our online business was we were actually looking for online education for so that we could help our clients, our accountancy and consultancy clients, to take their businesses online.
Because it was all coming to the fore at that point. We had social media, in blogging, websites, and, you know, they didn't have any of that. But we saw then, right then, the future of the internet for business. And we thought, if we go learn this, we can help them be a step above anybody else. And how it all came about.
Can I call something out real quick here? Because in the time of this conversation is in 2024. So that was 15 years ago, right? And I like to put that in here because I was thinking of like what I was thinking about 15 years ago, where I actually saw things 15 years ago, what I thought the future would be, you know? And you all saw this quite early. Like right now, it's like, yep, makes sense. You know, there's whole influencer markers, there's channels and ways that all these things have all been well supported. But I'm going thinking back to 2009, Facebook was 5 years old. you know, and it was still, I think, only colleges at that point because, like, yeah, you know, like it wasn't much. It like I mean it was big, but it was like this was still interesting for me to say. It feels like early internet. It's not early internet, of course, but but 2009 was a time to see this coming, you know. So take us a little bit further from there. So 2009, you saw this. You said like, hey, you know, real estate's not where it's at right now. Like, let's go into the thing, and this is we see the future opening up. We got to look out for our retirement and our pension. I used to be a pension actuary or retirement actuarial consultant. So when you talk about this here, I'm like, oh, I get it. I get it. As much as I'm not looking to retire just yet, I've had retirement on my list since when I first got into work. So take us here. So you saw an upcoming opportunity, an upcoming trend that was coming, and you wanted to step into it. Tell us more.
So how did that happen? So we in actual fact found this product that was going to give us this education, and we invested something like £3,000 into this product,
which is a lot of money.
Which is a lot of money, but this is going to be the education we need. And then we also discovered that there was actually a business opportunity behind it, that we could learn how to promote this product, and make money out of it as an affiliate marketer, if you like. What would today would be an affiliate marketer?
We didn't even know what that was in those
No.
days, let's be honest.
But we bought this product, and then life got in the way, and it sat on the shelf for 9 months, and we did absolutely nothing with it. And so 2010 came along, and various things happened, and we won't go into the detail of it because but we call them trigger points. So things happen in your life and you think, right, it's time to change. It's time to change. And one of those things for us was that we were working for our client 6, 7 days a week, 10, 12 hours a day. And it's a silly thing, but the trigger point was we had to cancel a skiing holiday because a client wanted something done when we were going to be away.
And clients come first
So
in business.
that's what triggered it. We had to do something. We were going to do it now. And so we went back to this product that was on the shelf. And we looked at the guy who we'd bought it from. And we said, he's going to help us. We're going to find out if he can help us. Now, he was a guy based in the UK. He was 27 years old. He drove an Aston Martin. And he was full of himself. We had kids older than him.
That was scary. Very
Yeah.
scary.
Keep going. I'm gonna ask about that part that like making a decision in with that in mind just a bit, but keep going.
Okay, so we spoke to him, and this is a huge mindset shift for us. You know, how are we going to go from being mid-50s accountants and consultants to this online world that we know nothing about? And we've got this 27-year-old boy who's going to tell us how to do it. But he'd done what we wanted to do. And so he was able to teach us. He was willing to teach us. And the very first thing he said to us, he said, right, come on, come and meet me. And we met him at his gym down in Berkshire in
That was
the
weird in itself.
UK. Yeah, that was weird. But he was at the gym.
Memorable at least, because like all these years, like I still remember where, like remember that instance.
And
Yeah.
he said, right, come on, we're going to shoot a video. What? Never done that before. I said, we're going to shoot this video. And what are we going to do? We're going to tell all this stuff. We're going to tell your story.
What story? We don't really have a story.
But
Yes, you do, he said. You're changing from what you've done for the best part of your career in business together to doing something brand new, and you're going to inspire people by what you're doing. So I just want you just to tell your story. So there we were, set up in front of his camera in this gym in a corridor where people were walking backwards and forwards to the changing room, looking at us as if to say, what the heck are they doing? And we were going, we don't really feel very comfortable here, but we went ahead and did that. And he was absolutely right. And there's another piece to that story, isn't there, Chris?
which bit's that?
The
Oh, the
piece
video.
about the
So
video.
we said to him, what are we going to do with this video? He said, well, I'm going to I'll edit it, make sure it's all right, and then you're going to put it on your YouTube channel, and I'm going to put it on my YouTube channel, and you know, we'll both get some customers and that from that, get some leads from it. And but our question was, well, yeah, but you're the young guy with the Aston Martin and the success, and we're just
a couple of old
accountants who've got no success online or anything, and why would they come and work with you? And the answer was the same as it would be today. People work with people. People relate to people. People have relationships with people. And he said, you know, if a 55-year-old accountant comes and watches this video, they're very much going to relate to you and will want to work with you. And the opposite is true. If it's a 27-year-old kid who wants to drive a fast car, then he'll come and work with me. And that is true today. And it's how we've marketed our businesses online for 14 years.
And taught and trained other people the exact same thing. So, yeah, we hope we've given you some food for thought with that.
Well, let's unpack some of these things here. So the food, let's say this, let's digest it. If we're going food for thought, let's go and digest some of this food here. And outliers, like there's a couple of things as you were talking that I was tracking on, right? Some of the things I see that you two do and have consistently done is that you've gone, when you've decided, one, you've proactively decided to make changes, right? Like the changes don't seem to be happening to you. You recognize that there's future circumstances that are going to happen. And you're like, based on where we are right now, is this the future that I want or something like that? And then you make an actual choice. And I want to start with that because I think that there is, it is an element of leadership and responsibility and creation, right? Because we're stepping into the place of creating with the element of like, time is coming. Like one day things are inevitable, like, but we can choose how we want to get there. So I hear you all in here multiple times. It's part of this story that you're like, we made decisions to like be the drivers of our future. And I think that if we're not in that space, then like nothing else really becomes possible. Everything else becomes your victim to your own life. Right. And so I want to capture that first. Second thing, one of the other things I heard from you was that when you make a decision to go do things, you're like, you jump into areas that you know nothing about. And that's not a problem because you have a process to become knowledgeable in it. One, you're like we bought a course. We bought a course on real estate. We bought a course on the online business, which ended up being affiliate, like whatever, all the things that came from it, right? But you started with like buying a course and finding someone who had already been there, like who had done enough of what you wanted to do, even if you didn't really know exactly what it was that was being done. You know? You're like, that person's doing it. Wait, they're making videos in a gym. Wait, huh? What? But you did go out and you got help and you aligned yourself with the people who are already doing it. And I think outliers, like, you know, there's something in there around both working with people who've done it in their expertise, as well as not going it alone. Like there's like a little, and three, asking for help, right? So there's like three things just in that, if we digest that a bit. Now I'll reflect back some of like what I took from it, but at the end of this, I'm going to ask you some of like your takeaways, like how you would want to like have it be digestible. But these are some of the things that really struck me as you were talking. You also just took action, right? So it's like you did the course, you got involved in real estate, 3 good years, you know, like then 2008. You know, you got the one course, you didn't actually take action on it immediately, and then you came back and you took massive action. From what I'm hearing from you, you didn't expect to take that kind of massive action, as in by that day with whatever you're wearing in the gym, you're live, you know. But it got you over. And I think, you know, earlier we were talking about like hope and inspiration versus transformation. And that part to me like speaks really loudly. Like because after that moment, you could never say again, we've never created a video online. You know, after that moment, you can never say again, like, well, I don't have my hair and makeup done. I'm not ready to go. It's like, we did it in a sweaty gym on a day when we just didn't even know we were going to be doing, like, if that could work, then we can do this anywhere, you know? So I'm going to keep going. There's still more things that I'm even picking up from what you shared, but what are some of the things that have what are some of the, I call them outsides, what are some of like the takeaways or outsides that you have from actually having experienced this part of the journey? And then we'll jump to where you are right now, and then we'll continue on. But what's some of the outsides you would help to help us digest your experience?
I think, you know, the biggest thing that I can say to people is you just need to make a decision. Now, you know, you get to a point in your life and you're going to decide that you're going to change, or you're going to decide you're not going to change. And that decision is down to you. And you cannot sit on the fence forever.
It's very painful, right? If you do.
Very painful. You get splinters in the places you don't want them. But the thing is even if your decision is, no, it's not for me now, you've made the decision and you can forget about it until at some point in the future. If the decision is yes, then you just take that decision and you take the next step, whatever that next step is. And for us, it was, right, let's talk to this guy and go and meet him and he's going to help us. That was the decision. But I think, you know, everybody in their heads has, I guess what you, in simple terms, you've got a winner and a loser. And you've got this little, I call it fruit salad, this little person sitting on your shoulder, and they're always telling you the things you can't do. And then there's something up here, which is the winner, which is telling you the things that you can do. And you have to think, when you get up in the morning, where am I? Am I going to win or am I going to lose today? And so you have to just make that decision for yourself. And you'll either go forward or you won't. That's what I took from it.
And the thing that I would take from that is trust, putting your trust in somebody who has already proven to you through what they've demonstrated so far that you know you can do what they're saying, because they've proved that to you. They've got the experience, they've got the knowledge, and they've got the skill set, but you have to bring yourself to the party. Mm. And that is where the mindset shift is apparent. Like Chris says, your fruit salad on one side, and you're whispering in the ear, you can do this, you can do this, the other side. And the right one will win at the right time for you.
I want to, like, you said something about, like, proving, like, you know, send someone who, like, who has proved that you can get the results. And the way that you phrased it, I thought was really great, at least in terms of how I'm thinking about things now, which was, one of my values, it's an organizational value, but it's also a personal value. It's called demonstrate your values, right? And it's like, and it's the S is in parentheses, demonstrate your value and your values, right? And what I, as you were saying, like go with someone who's already proven it to you. What came to me was a few things. One, the number one thing is, like, outliers, as you're looking for someone else to do this, also think about it for yourself. How are you proving to others that they can get results with you? How are you proving to others there? I think it's a very empowering thing. It's also very challenging, confronting, you know, to look at it and say, like, am I actually proving it, right? It's part of the reason why we structured a podcast the way that we do. Cause I'm like, I can talk about transformation, but what would it be like if someone was able to transform just from listening to a conversation I had with someone else? You know, like, if we could do that there, picture if we were actually having that conversation with you, right? It's like, how can we prove it in that way? The other things that were coming to me as you were saying it was like why we make content and we teach things, and like, y'all have been doing this for years out there. Like, you can prove that people can get results with you by helping them get results before they even talk to you. You know, the things that we put out as our lead magnets, or the courses that we have, or like, you were took people's courses, you took action on it, they got results. It's like, oh, well, then let me come and talk to you. Let me come meet you wherever you say we're going to meet you. I'll come meet you because you've already demonstrated, you've already proven that I can get results with you from there. I think that's, like, in the past, I thought it was all about testimonials, but I'm starting to see, like, it's like, if you can just help them get results, like, every other instance doesn't matter, because they are currently receiving the proof of it. It's actually happening right now. I would love to get just like eat like I'm thinking about these things right now because like I'm taking out a lot of different mentors and I'm like, this person knows what you're talking about. And I understand them and I want to do what they're saying. You know, which I think is another part, right? It's like if you don't like there are a lot of people saying the same things, but if you don't, to your point, someone needs to hear a 55-year-old accountant say it. Someone needs to hear from a 27 that wants to go 27 who wants to drive fast cars. Same things might be said, but like who do I want to do it because like to move forward with? So it's I just think that there's a bit in there that shapes how we actually go about it. And I'd love to see if there's anything that you all would like to riff off based on that. And if I miss something important, please let me know. Put it
no,
in.
I think you've hit something that we all say in our marketing and our communication online, but it's how people read between the lines that's actually important and will take them forward to the next stage of their decision-making process. And you talked about their, without actually saying, you talked about mentorship. I think mentorship is really cool and very, very important, no matter how successful you are in life or in business. We've had mentors all of our life. We continue to have them. And in fact, we had a call with one just this afternoon, because there are things that you can say that they are perceptive enough for you not to have to say, just by looking at you and going, I know what you're struggling with right now. And that is super important, whether you are a coach or a mentor. You have to have that skill set to understand people. And that often what they say is not actually what's going on the other side, which you can actually help them with. That's my feedback on what you were saying.
That's awesome. It's awesome. I love riffing, by the way. So as we digested all this stuff here, like I like where we're going with this. So we're going to take things up to this moment. Chris, I wanted to say, like, you brought up, like, decisions. And Susan, you were also talking about, like, in decision-making. And it's coming up as a recurring theme on the conversations that I have. Like, just, like, the importance of, like, making a decision, the process of making a decision, and so forth. So rather than, I'm not going to go right now into the decision-making part of it. I want to go into more about what you're doing right now and the difference that you're making and how you're going there. But I do want to invite you outliers to, like, take some time right now and look at something in your world where you are sitting on the fence, that painful, painful fence of a decision that needs to be made. And I invite you to, the first thing first, is just bring it to your awareness. Like, let's just call out what's that thing that you're not making a decision on. And then I'm going to actually invite you in this part to just confront you with the opportunity to make a choice, to choose one way or the other. I promise you will be like you can always make another choice, but like, if in this moment, if you had to make a choice and make a decision, what would you choose? And what would be your next step? All right. Just want to give us this. Like, when I think I'm going to do that. Anytime someone talks about the importance of decision making, I'm going to be like, all right, outliers, let's pause real quick. And what's that decision you need to make? What's that one here? You know, and then we can continue on and grow from there. All right. Well, thank you so much. I want to bring us to now. All right. So y'all have alluded towards it, but like, you ever like, I want you to just like put it out here. Like, what is it that you do right now for people, and how do you make a difference in their lives?
Oh, summarize. Yeah.
That's a difficult one in 30 seconds.
he's much better. I can talk for England, as you know.
So
Don't feel about the time pressure on that stuff. Like, I just want to make sure that it's like fully here, because like I know what you do, but I like there's it's awesome what you do, I guess, is really where it is. So I want to make sure that we physically, we state it, because
people need to understand. So because of where we came from, our own story, if you like, and, you know, we were talking about relationships earlier on, and storytelling is the one key element that helps people decide who they're going to work with. And so for us, I think we help people who are 50 plus, who are in or approaching retirement, depending on where they are in their life, But and one of the biggest challenges, or a couple of the challenges that people have as they approach that time is A, they might not have the funds that they need to fulfill the dream that they want in retirement. And secondly, they might not, I think this sort of comes down to, I'm just trying to think of the word, it'll come back to me in a minute, significance, having something to do. Because the traditional way of retirement is you get to an age, whatever that age is, 66, 67, 70, whatever it is when you get there, and you stop. But that might have been the way it worked in our grandparents' days.
So even two, our parents' two, days.
Maybe, but at least one generation ago. But today, retirement is a continuation of life. It's whatever you want it to be. And for us, here we are, and I'm 70. I don't have a problem telling anybody how old I am.
And I'm 68, and I don't mind saying how old I am, woman and all.
And we still work. Why? Because we love it. We love what we've been doing for the last 14 years. And the biggest thing we get out of it is helping other people do what we've done, which is basically decide what your dream retirement is going to be and then go for it. And however you get there is entirely up to you. But we can tell you that through building an online business or an online income, okay, that you can live wherever you want in the world. You can have the income to do whatever you want in the world. And you can help other people do exactly the same. And we discovered relatively early on in our online business second career.
It's a profession and we're proud of it.
I think we learned that we love to teach and train. It's just something that really resonated with us.
Whoever knew that that would happen? No,
I don't know where it came from, but it did. It came out. So we had this, we were always taught by our first mentor, learn, do, teach. So learn something from me, do it, and then to cement it, teach it to others. And that's what we've done, and that's probably where it came from. So today we teach people how to generate an income online, and specifically because we're aiming at the retirement market, teaching people how to generate a passive or residual income online using other people's products, other people's systems, as well as our own training.
And I think one thing that Chris didn't mention, which I think will resonate with a lot of people who have taken traditional advice from financial advisors, you will know this from your actuarial experience as well, is they always focus on how much money have you got? Right, that's the life that you can have as a result of that. We turn that about face and we go, what is it that you want to do and what is stopping you from doing that? And then we're plugging the gap with whatever it is. It might be money. It might be just being with other people who are like-minded, doing things like traveling. Maybe we talk about digital nomading from a work perspective, but a lot of people just want to travel and be with other like-minded people. And if you can't make that connection for people through your coaching, your mentorship, your training, whatever it is that you do, they're just going to pursue the same old path and years will tick by and they won't be happy. And in fact, it's quite a scary statistic. I don't have the actual numbers here, but the number of people who go into depression, have poor mental wellness, and all kinds of health conditions as a result of doing what Chris said, retirement age, boom, stop. What next? We have to give people hope. We have to give them a way to transform their old thinking into the new way of thinking. And that's what we do in a nutshell.
You know, 70 is the new 40. That's the way it is.
I'm over here smiling in many different ways, because recall that this podcast is Outlier's Edge, right? And I spend my time with outliers. And what was going on as you were talking was, I in my mind, I was like, all right, if people weren't doing the math, because you said it, you gave us the math earlier. You're like, we're mid-50s or going on here. Like, I'm like, if they weren't doing the math and they just heard, like, they just put it together right now and said, I'm 70, I'm 68 here. I'm like, if they're listening to this here, I'm like, how the experience of it, like you listen to it and just like I hear y'all are, your future is bigger than your past. That's a Dan Sullivan thing that they talked about. But your future is bigger than your past right now. Like, I just see how y'all are still growing into something new, and it's still exciting to you. And you're like, y'all, come on board. Like, we have like this. We're riding on like the best ship here. Come on in. Like, there's still so much more available for you. And I hear the vitality that you have. Like your world is not ending in any way, shape, or form anytime soon.
You know,
Susan's like, y'all, if you're just listening, you can't see it. Susan's like reeling back. She's like, no, absolutely not, absolutely not. So like, I think I'm so happy that you do what you do. I'm happy that you it brings you happiness. There's so much more I want to dive into. We'll start wrapping up for today. But like, I think the thing about it is like, I there's something inherently that there's something that feels inherently different just because you are who you are. You know, you're talking to a group of people who, in my mind, I'm like, I wonder like how many people are in online business for like make a career change. I love that you called it a career, and you're like, this is a profession. It's like, it is, absolutely it is, right? And sorry, when you said that, it made me really think about like two or three other career changes. Like, I'm like, all right, you've had accountant, you know, you've had like entrepreneurial accountant, you know, management consultant, you know, like, and then now you have this, you had real estate in between for a bit, and then you had this. I'm like, y'all are good at like recreating yourself, reimagining yourself, and like allowing something fresh to come to the table. I appreciate you. I'm so glad you're in my world. Like, oh, I'm just
thank
like,
you.
Yeah.
We appreciate you too.
Yeah.
I haven't even told you about the ski chalet we renovated.
Yeah. Okay. I like this here. You're like, look, one time someone maybe cancel a ski trip, and after that, like, we're good to go. Yeah. Let's do this. There's so much about you. I guess where I'm coming from is that I wanted to make sure we were capturing like how you create your world of difference. And what I think I feel is like, you guys just live in a different world, but that the world that anyone can live in, you know, you just choose to be there, and you create a great bridge for people who are feeling trapped in one world to know that, okay, there's still so much more available, and we can help you make that transition, whatever it is out there. Like the best is yet to come. I really do feel that with you all, you know? So I want to say thank you for that. We'll end with three questions. They'll be fairly quick overall. The first one here is for anyone who is like, just like really jiving with everything you're saying, and maybe they're sitting on the fence, or maybe they tried it out, or maybe they're like, you know, they have something going on in their mind here. What's one takeaway that you'd like to leave with that person? And then afterwards, I'll ask you how you can let them know to continue down the journey with you. But what's the takeaway itself?
I think one of the things would be, you only need to know what the next step is. You don't need to worry about what's going on in 3 weeks or 3 months or 3 years' time. You just need to know, once you've made your decision, what your next step is. And for us, that was, we needed to talk to our mentor to find out what our next step was. So it's a very small step, but that's all we needed to do was to talk to him and get him to tell us what the next step is after that.
And that in itself is the biggest decision you can ever make.
Gee, that's a Chris, Susan. If someone wants to continue down your world, what's the best way for them to do it?
Well, there's a very good friend and mentor said to us, we've been online for a long time. You only have to search our names and you'll find us. But our website is chrisandsusanbeasley.com.
Awesome. And then I'll be really curious about what both of you say. So individually on this, I end each conversation with what I call the time capsule. And in the time capsule, a lot of times people will go and they'll say, hey, knowing what you know now, what would you have said to yourself 20 years earlier, right? Or your 20-year-old self. I want to leave a time capsule. I want you to leave it knowing what you know right now, having the experience that you've had right now. What's a message that you would leave yourself to listen to 10, 15 years later, right? So you're 10, 15 years older and you're hearing this message from yourself because it's something that you wanted to be reminded of, right? What would that message be that you would leave for yourself? Chris, we'll start with you, then we'll go with Susan, and then we'll wrap up for today.
Well, you do like to finish with a difficult one, don't you?
Yeah. I want to get you to think. I see everyone has thinking faces on. It's good.
This is the coach talking.
This is it. Yeah.
Yeah, the brain's going. So what message would I leave myself? Don't be frightened to become an entrepreneur.
How do I follow that one? Because we've both got entrepreneurial spirit, so I would say I wish I had been kinder to people, because I didn't understand where they were in their life. I know now, but I wish I had done that. And especially, I wish I'd spent more time with my mum when I could have done.
Well, I appreciate both of you. Thank you so much for spending your time, bringing your experience and your expertise to the table. I look forward to everything else that comes from here. Thank you again for living the life you live and for sharing it with all of us here. The impact.
Thank you so much. It's been fabulous talking to you.